This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK. This podcast is sponsored by Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. If you're sending or spending money abroad, you should use Wise. You'll have up to 40 currencies in the palm of your hand. Wise gives you the real exchange rate, which means you'll spend less on fees and more of your money gets where you need it to be. Download the Wise app today. Or visit wise.com. T's and C's apply.
I'm Natalia Melman-Petrozella, and from the BBC, this is Extreme, Peak Danger.
The most beautiful mountain in the world.
If you die on the mountain, you stay on the mountain.
This is the story of what happened when 11 climbers died on one of the world's deadliest mountains, K2. And of the risks we'll take to feel truly alive.
If I tell all the details, you won't believe it anymore.
Extreme, Peak Danger. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Papas will share their life and will gift my girls. Tap, share and gift, tap, share and gift.
It's after midnight in Nairobi, and I'm on TikTok. I'm flicking through videos, and there's lots of live shows taking place.
My number is on the bio, guys. Inbox
for private. Inbox. Yes, come now.
In this one, young women are taking it in turns to dance. There's 450 other people watching and commenting. Some have emojis of flags on their profiles. Britain, America, Ghana. They're from all over the world. Now, a woman in her bedroom is on camera. This is her turn on stage. She's wearing a t-shirt and a kind of sarong around her waist. She's starting to twerk. Her sarong flutters up and down suggestively. Once she's done, she turns her camera off and her profile picture pops up. It's showing a bit of her cleavage. Then another woman switches on her camera and begins to dance. While they're all in different locations, there's a host who's directing them.
Guys, please, elevator, Mazem. Elevating dancer.
He's telling the women when to stop and start dancing. And he's hyping up the audience, asking them to send gifts.
Switch the boxes, guys. Make sure you have... Wait, thunderstorm. Elevate them. Elevate the dancers. Elevate the dancers.
Elevate the dancers, he says. There's a flurry of activity. Icons of roses, cowboy hats, money guns explode onto the screen. Payments are coming through.
Let's tap to 15K as we wait for the hour. For the Kinembe show hour.
Inbox for Kinembe, guys. Kinembe inbox.
At the end of another live stream, the woman says, inbox me for Kinembe. Kinembe is a clitoris in Swahili.
Come on.
Thank you so much.
I've come across many late-night live streams on TikTok like this, where sexual content is being advertised. I'm Debula Kemoli, a reporter for Africa Eye, and for the past year, I've been investigating who is profiting from this. This is TikTok and the digital pimps for the documentary on the BBC World Service. TikTok is massive here in Kenya, and live streams have become really popular for news, entertainment, and for making money.
Welcome to my house. So this is the living room, sitting room, and just my work, social media and everything, the editing happens there. Today I think we'll just do like a casual, just talking to my people, and we'll see how it goes.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I've come to meet Afrolanka. She's a successful TikTok lifestyle influencer. She's going to show me how live streaming works.
Welcome to TikTok Live. Have fun interacting with your viewers in real time. Creators must be 18 or older to go live.
Just before she goes live, a message pops up.
Viewers must be 18 or older to recharge and send gifts. Remember to create a safe viewing experience by following our community guidelines. They always have to post this right before you start.
Then she gets going.
So right now,
introducing herself and showing off her hair products.
I have hair conditioner.
In the chat, people compliment her about her cosmetics and how she looks. And in return, she encourages them to send her gifts.
Hi, Afro Lanka Farm. So today I've given you guys a target of 100 roses and 50 cowboy hats. If you can get me there, I would really appreciate, guys. Let's keep it going. Double tap, double tap. Bilal Prince, thank you so much for the roses. Wow. Okay, 11, 16, 18, 20, 23, 25, 28, 31. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you. We've achieved the goal. Thank you so much. You guys are the sweetest. Afro Lanka Farm forever in my heart. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Feel good.
It feels nice.
Gifting is very common nowadays. It's when your followers send you tips while you're on your live. It only happens when you're on live. So they would recharge their accounts with money. And then they will just gift whoever they like. And the gifting goes from $1 to almost $500. Yeah.
And what do the gifts look like?
They look like tiny icons pop up. Very cute. Maybe a rose. Maybe a finger heart. Yeah. The biggest I've seen people being gifted is a lion. Everybody wants a lion. This is your target when you're on your life. A lion is up to 54,000 Kenyan shillings. And that can cater up for rent, food, and many, many things.
54,000 Kenya shillings is around 420 US dollars. It's at night that she says that TikTok live streams become more sexual.
During the daytime, it's more like very light and, you know, airy and friendly. And then when it gets to like late at night, 11 p.m., midnight, the wolves come out at night. A place where you wouldn't want your kid to end up, you know. Some ladies, they go on there and, you know, it's like PG 18 and above.
Have you seen some of this stuff?
Yes, I have. And I have interacted with a lady once because I was curious. I was like, what is she selling and why is she pushing it out a lot? Like, you know, she just wanted people to send her money and for her to send them clips of herself, basically. So they mostly go online at night.
So what was she sending? What did you discover?
She will send you videos of herself.
What do you mean of herself?
Of herself naked.
Do you think it's many people who are doing that?
It's becoming common in Kenya. I'm seeing it a lot, different women. Like every night you'll see another woman. It's not usually the same person.
TikTok's own guidelines state that it does not allow sexual activity, nudity, or solicitation on its platform. So what's going on? We're in a low-income neighborhood, one of the poorer neighborhoods in Eastland, and there's minimal street lighting. There's stagnant water on the side of the road, which is a dirt road, and it's smelly because it's full of rubbish. And in places like this, there's that sense of urgency of trying to get money daily because people are not living off a salary, you know. People are hustling every day. We're here to meet a 17-year-old. I'm going to call Esther. To protect her identity, her words are being voiced by an actor. Through a friend, she says she was introduced to a Kenyan man who recruited her to perform on his live streams. She needed him because you need to have at least 1,000 followers to host a TikTok live stream.
I told him I was 15 years old. He said it is okay, and he loves young girls below 18, and he gives them work. I sell myself on TikTok. I dance naked, live. I do that because that's where I can earn money to support myself.
I've noticed that obvious sexual acts and full nudity are removed by TikTok. Esther says the sharing of explicit videos happens on other apps.
You will take the conversation offline and then you meet them and sleep with them. And then I get some money from that.
What she earns on TikTok and in person is controlled by her digital pimp.
When I get a lion, he converts it to cash and takes his share.
She describes working for him as like being in handcuffs.
Let's say you get 3,000. You have to split it down the middle because he's there and he's following you. Because you don't know what will happen if he finds out that you're the one who revealed his secrets. You don't know what he's thinking. You don't know if he will send someone. And you don't know what will happen to you.
Esther then breaks down.
Ale.
She was so afraid that she wouldn't reveal at all what kind of threats have been sent to her or what they've said to her. And she just wouldn't say it. And every time I asked her, how have you been threatened? She broke down and cried. So I tried to ask her, well, have you heard of anything happening to other people? And she said, you could disappear. I think she's afraid for her life. Another girl, we're going to call Joyce, says she worked for the same man. She was just 16 when she took part in his TikTok live streams.
I wore skimpy clothes and danced, but I didn't want to do it. I was upset. My mom had died, and my dad drinks a lot, so I was looking after my siblings. The responsibility was all on me, so I decided to do anything I could to earn money.
When she stopped working for the digital pimp, she says he started threatening her.
He disabled my TikTok, and I was unable to access it. He said to me that this was the first action he was taking, and that I should expect further things. When I heard that threat, I threw away my phone. Later on, I was in a bar, and I saw two men behind me. They'd been following me. If I moved, they would move too. And when I realized I was being followed, I ran away. I felt like my life was in danger. This has affected my life and ruined me. I never thought this would happen to me.
The dozen women I've spoken to who took part in TikTok live streams knew their platform took a cut of what they earn in gifts, but had no idea how much. So we're going to test this with one of my colleagues who has a large following and access to live streams. And so I've created a fake TikTok profile for myself. And on that profile, I've put around 1,321 coins in there, which is around £19. And I'm going to use those coins to gift my colleague. So I'm going to tap on gift here. I can send her a rose or a donut, which is 30 coins. Shall we try hearts? Yeah, 199 coins. Send. Now I'm going to spend 500. I'm going to send you a dragon. Wow. The dragon ended up on your head. So I've spent all my coins. It says here recharge, which means I've completely run out. So I cannot gift my colleague anymore. So you can end the call, I think, and then go into your balance and tell us how much you've earned.
The balance is 849.
849 what?
Kenya shillings.
Okay. Which is the equivalent of nearly £5. But we put in £19. From my calculation then, it means you got 30% and TikTok took most of it, 70% of what I spent on your live. I'm just shocked that there's no way of them monitoring how much they're being gifted. Once TikTok and the digital pimps have taken their cut, the girls are left with very little.
In this regard, honourable members, I wish to report to the House.
Concerns about young people's safety on the app has led to pressure on the Kenyan government to act.
Honourable Speaker, many of us, including myself, Honourable Speaker, I am on TikTok. Unashamedly. And there is nothing...
In 2023, this debate took place in Parliament about the negative effects of TikTok on young people.
Social media is not only an avenue that is open to people who want to abuse the platform, Honourable Speaker. It is also an avenue.
It resulted in TikTok vowing to open an office in Kenya.
The impact of these things which are going on now, TikTok is one of them.
And promising to carry out better content moderation. but the office hasn't materialized. And what about better moderation? A man who works for Teleperformance, the company that was contracted to provide content moderation for TikTok, has agreed to talk, as long as we don't use his name or real voice.
This is a big deal because he's risking his job to talk to us. And I'm hoping that he'll help us understand how content moderation works and how they deal with harmful content.
I'm going to pull up next to you so that I can see how you...
I show him some of the live stream clips I've seen on TikTok where women are advertising sexual content.
All this content comes under TikTok's content moderation. It will not be allowed as she's facing the camera and she's shaking her body. The video is not allowed.
TikTok actually knows what's happening in Kenya. Teleperformance managers know what is happening in Kenya. But they're not doing anything to solve it. It's all about business. Content moderators are working from 9 to 6 to moderate live content. But actually, live content that is sexual in nature tend to appear at night. I think they've started to cover nighttime, but moderation should never stop. It needs to be 24/7. There's also inefficiency of the artificial intelligence. The AI is not enough to select content which is pornographic or soliciting sex.
Teleperformance told us it takes content moderation work seriously and says that it alerts TikTok when moderators find content that doesn't meet TikTok guidelines. It added that its content moderators can only flag offensive content, not remove it. And the removal of the content is TikTok's responsibility. A TikTok spokesperson responded to our request for a comment with this statement.
While it's disappointing that the BBC refused to share their findings, limiting our ability to investigate their claims and further safeguard our community, TikTok has zero tolerance for exploitation. We enforce strict safety policies, including robust live content rules, moderation in 70 languages, including Swahili. And we partner with local experts and creators, including our Sub-Saharan Africa Safety Advisory Council, to continually strengthen our approach.
You're listening to the documentary on the BBC World Service. This is TikTok and the Digital Pimps.
This podcast is sponsored by Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. If you're sending or spending money abroad, you should use Wise. You'll have up to 40 currencies in the palm of your hand. Wise gives you the real exchange rate, which means you'll spend less on fees and more of your money gets where you need it to be. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. T's and C's apply.
I'm Natalia Melman Petrozella, and from the BBC, this is Extreme, Peak Danger.
The most beautiful mountain in the world.
If you die on the mountain, you stay on the mountain.
This is the story of what happened when 11 climbers died on one of the world's deadliest mountains, K2, and of the risks we'll take to feel truly alive.
If I tell all the details, you won't believe it anymore.
Extreme, Peak Danger. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Charities in Kenya say that although child sexual exploitation through live streaming is on the rise, it's underreported.
It's both people, both locals and foreigners, target these young girls. And these young girls also, because of poverty, they're driven to look for money from people who offer them sexual, whatever, we call it sextortion.
Dr. Issa Kipera is the acting country director for Child Fund Kenya. They are one of the few organizations working with schools and parents to try and protect children.
If you look at Kenya within the context of Africa, it's one of the countries with well-spread internet connectivity, high-speed internet connectivity. And also we are looking at access to smartphones, which are quite cheap in Kenya compared to other countries. So children, including girls as young as 9 years, have access to these smartphones and hence access to internet. Most of the children get into live streaming for fun and also to be able to talk to their peers. But in that process, they now get people with bad intention who then groom them for sexual exploitation.
Although he believes TikTok and other platforms have to do more, he says parents need to be more savvy about social media.
You have a situation whereby the caregiver, him or herself, is not quite versed on how to use those social media. And what does it happen in the homes? You call your 10-year-old boy or girl to show you how to navigate. Because these young people are more techno-savvy compared to the parents. And in that process, maybe you even give the child your password. So tomorrow he picks your phone and gets into the system. And this is how it happens. So there's this knowledge gap, skills gap among parents which need to be filled for internet use by children to be safe.
We're on the beach. It's the north coast of Mombasa. And the sea is blue, blue sky, palm trees blowing in the wind. There's a few tourists walking along the beach and a few locals who are walking along the beach as well. And it just gives you the sense of calm, idyllic, and it just feels like a haven of peace. Despite its beauty, Mombasa is notorious for child sex trafficking and prostitution, particularly involving foreign tourists.
I'm walking on a busy street in Bamburi. This area has got loads of bars. There's restaurants to my left. There's lots of bustling activity. Someone is selling shoes to my right. There's people selling biryani. It's quite a popular dish at the Swahili coast. And the reason why we've come here is because we've been told that towards 10, 11 p.m., really young children, as young as 15, 16, both girls and boys, come to this area to sell their bodies.
Many kids will be here until dawn. It's easy to spot them during the night because they're the only people on the streets. Farida is an outreach worker who patrols these streets almost every night. Her goal is to try and help girls who want to get out of the sex industry. But increasingly, she says her work is targeted online.
Many kids will stream live videos of themselves, revealing their breasts, dancing suggestively or showing their private parts. But going on the platform exposes them to social media predators. Some will plan a physical meeting with the person they're talking to and then have sex. Many are being pushed into this by poverty. Just imagine. Their parents can't afford to buy them basic items such as sanitary pads. It's heartbreaking when children open up about their experiences. TikTok management has to take charge and close all the loopholes which allow the sexual exploitation of our children. They should strictly enforce the age limit rule.
She takes me to meet a young girl she helped get out of online sex work.
So we've come to a homestead and it's 2-3 stone houses in one compound, and I can see some graves in the compound. I've been told the family bury all their relatives here when they die. And they're very basic graves with just a mound of sand and some stones and rock over the grave.
Without her mom's knowledge, Sophie, not her real name, used her phone to join TikTok. She was 15 at the time.
I was going through a rough phase as a child. Most of my friends were a bad influence on me, and so I did things that I regret now. I took photos of myself and posted them. I found people were engaging with my content and I became addicted. I got to a point where people would be messaging me, asking me to send videos, Some would tell me to dance in different styles, while others promised to pay for videos of me dancing. There was a man from Germany who was prolific in my account. He used to suggest clothes that I should wear and how to make my videos more appealing. For example, wearing swimming costumes. He used to video call me, demanding that I caress my breasts and private parts.
Sophie says she was earning up to $40 a day. But then a sex video she sent was uploaded to another social media platform without her consent, and her neighbors found out.
They call me a lost sheep, and young people are told that I'll lead them astray. I'm lonely most of the time. I feel haunted.
Sophie now attends a support group which Farida runs. It's in a yard belonging to the local county building, and there's around 8 women and girls here seated in a circle. Even though we're outside, it feels private, like a safe space. The girls look so young and seem really shy, but as the session continues, they start to open up.
There are people who thrive in watching children expose their bodies.
Farida tells the girls that she and her team can take them to the police if they find themselves being harassed or if images of them are shared without their consent. As the session wraps up, Sophie, who has barely said anything, speaks up.
I've learned that I can report a live video that I think is inappropriate. And if I am harassed while on TikTok, I can report it and get justice.
But even if the girls manage to stay away from sex work on social media, they still carry deep wounds. I'm back with Joyce, the girl who left her digital pimp a few years ago.
My life is hard. I often ask myself, why was I chosen to carry all this emotional baggage? Sometimes I want to kill myself, but I look at them and I think if I die, they'll be left suffering by themselves.
She has kids of her own to provide for now and hopes they don't ever have to contemplate prostitution as a way out of poverty.
I met a kind person who I now work for. I wash their clothes as well as clean their house every morning, and they pay me 800 Kenyan shillings per week. In the afternoon, I then go do someone else's laundry, and I'm paid between 300 to 400 Kenyan shillings.
She says she wants to see her digital pimp be held accountable for his actions.
TikTok isn't bad, but the people who are on TikTok are bad. I want him to face justice so that he does not do that to another girl. And even if I don't get justice, it shouldn't happen to someone else.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the documentary. It was presented by me, Debula Kemoli. It was produced by Nalini Sivadasan and Patrick Clahan. The editors were Pete Murimi and Rebecca Henschke. And the sound engineer was Neil Churchill.
This podcast is sponsored by Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. If you're sending or spending money abroad, you should use Wise. You'll have up to 40 currencies in the palm of your hand. Wise gives you the real exchange rate, which means you'll spend less on fees and more of your money gets where you need it to be. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. T's and C's apply.